Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of Rajshree Polypack Limited, hosted by Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Tuti Beria from Prabhudas Lilladher. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of Prabhudas Lilladher, I welcome you all to the Q4 and FY24 earnings call of Rajshree Polypack Limited. We have with us the management represented by Mr. Ram Swarup Thad, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Sunil Sharma, CFO. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, after which we can open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tuti. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the earnings call for Q4 FY24 and FY24 at Rajshree Polypack Limited. Great to have you all on the call. From Rajshree Polypack, we have Mr. Sunil Sharma, our CFO, on the call as well. I hope everyone had a chance to check out the investor presentation, which we have uploaded yesterday. Speaking about business, financial year 2023-24 was very eventful for us at Rajshree. Right from setting up a new plant of Olive Eco Pack to building demand of injection molding products category to increasing capacities in traditional sheet extrusion and thermoforming through technology upgradation to increasing production and sales to building exports to working on next growth plan, it was all a thrilling journey. And while we delivered on so many counts, what we could not deliver in last year is growth in profitability. In fact, our profits for the year dropped by about 13%, while our turnover improved by 9% in value terms. And for the coming financial year, we have set our eyes on correcting this while achieving new milestones in our growth journey. Looking at numbers, we achieved a turnover of 274.39 crores rupees for the financial year 2023-24, a growth of 8.8% over previous year turnover of 252.19 crores rupees. This was essentially contributed by volume growth of 17.56%, while the overall realization per ton dropped by 10.5% on account of lower raw material prices. Our EBITDA for the year 2023-24 stood at rupees 36.71 crores, up 3.5% over previous year. However, the EBITDA margins marginally dropped to 13.4% as against 14% for the previous year. The major reason for the drop in full-year margin was driven by sudden and significant drop in raw material prices during H1 of FY24, taking away almost 3 crores of our profits. While we recovered and managed to keep material cost in control in later half of the year, an unexpected additional one-time cost of rupees 70 lakhs towards power and fuel had another dent in our profits. However, things are very much stabilized now, and we look forward to much better time ahead. Speaking of profit after tax, we achieved PAT of rupees 9.5 crores for the year as against 10.88 crores for the previous years. The PAT margin of the company stood at 3.46% as against 4.31% for previous year. Let's have a quick look at our performance for Q4 as well. In Q4 FY24, our company achieved a turnover of rupees 69.37 crores, showing a growth of 7% as compared to the same quarter last year, while turnover was rupees 64.83 crores last year. The EBITDA for Q4 FY24 stood at rupees 9.36 crores, almost similar to 9.32 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Profit after tax for Q4 FY24 amounted to rupees 2.38 crores as against rupees 2.58 crores for Q4 FY23. On sales front, aided with visibility in various exhibitions and also the injection molding product category, our export sales have grown up by three times to rupees 42 crores as against 13.5 crores for previous year, with major contribution from Middle East, UK and US and Southeast Asia. At the same time, we expanded our customer base to 13 countries as against 9 countries earlier year. Most of our buyers have been large global distributors and we are constantly working with them to expand our business base globally. In domestic market, while the volume sale grew, the growth in the value remains muted due to metal price reduction. At the same time, we have kept adding more distributors to our network, thereby diversifying our customer base, and today we are supplying material to almost every state and UT. In near future, while our institutional business will grow steadily, we intend to strengthen our general market product division as well as by adding more products to the basket. I'm glad to announce that our decision to enter the injection molding segment has paid off well and the company achieved a revenue of rupees 20.86 crore by selling injection molding products during the year as compared to 4 crore in the previous year. We see this division shaping up well and we have already announced increase in our injection molding capacity up by 3 times from 1000 metric ton per annum to 3000 metric ton per annum. This increase in capacity comes with minimum investment towards mold bank as the primary investment shall be done by the toll manufacturer. At the same time, we have renegotiated our job work charges towards downwards by factoring in the benefits of scale, which will help us improve our profitability from the IM products. At the same time, we have added IML capabilities to the injection molding machine, which will help us getting better price realization and higher profitability. And happy to share that we have already onboarded first large institutional customer in the IM segment and the business has started. At the same time, we are seeing constant growth in the demand of thermoform packaging product as well as we are looking to add another 4,000 metric ton per annum of extrusion capacity and 1,000 metric ton per annum of thermoforming capacity at our Gujarat unit. This will take our installed capacities to 24,000 metric ton metric ton per annum in case of extrusion and 10,717 metric ton in case of thermoforming. As you all may be aware that we have secured land allotment at Odisha for our next growth journey and have applied for requested approvals. We are working on further plan at this location and shall come back with details at appropriate time. Talking about Olive EcoPack, we achieved major milestone by successfully commencing commercial production in March 24. We are already in market seeding stage with submission of product samples with scores of customers for approval and look forward to start building sales in next quarter. We shall keep sharing more updates as business progresses on this front. I would like to conclude with a quote of Mr. Narayan Murthy who said, "Growth is painful. Change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying back where you do not belong," unquote. And let me assure you that we are here to grow and scale new heights. Now I look forward to hear your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats, sir, for a decent set of numbers. So, sir, when we look at our overall sales for FY24, so our growth was mainly driven by the volume. It was around 18%. But when we break up that from domestic to and export, our export grew almost 29 crore on 20 FY23 base, but the domestic business witnessed a decline. So I believe that largely whatever the volume growth we have witnessed during 24 was mainly driven by the export. So despite adding I think 152 200 odd clients every year, what is the reason why we are not able to grow in the domestic market?
There was a growth in terms of volume in domestic market also, but we are not reflecting that into value, as we mentioned, due to the decrease in the prices of the raw material. There is around 8% growth in the volume terms in the domestic sales also. And we could also see is we have almost reached our capacities with respect to thermoforming and extrusion. And with the addition of further this capacity, we'll be able to further increase the sales in the domestic market as well.
Great. So we are adding roughly 40 to 45 products every year. I think we have also increased our reach in export market. What kind of growth do you foresee in this existing plastic packaging business?
We expect roughly 15% growth for this coming year from the plastic volume.
Volume growth.
15% on the top line, I would say. Volume, if the raw material prices remain stagnant, then this particular on the top line we could see 15% growth.
Okay, but if you look at the last year's base, now prices are almost stabilized, or how the prices are? For example, when we compare the Q1 prices versus last year Q1 prices, so is there any big difference?
Yeah, I would say the prices have stabilized now. I would say last two quarters they are stable now.
Okay. And the next question is on the injection molding part. So we are increasing our capacity almost 3 times. And I believe this is mainly for the US-based customer, where I think supply is already started. So what kind of revenue you foresee from this particular business this year?
Injection molding, the capacity probably will be ready to, the new capacity will be ready in next 2 months' time. So we, for this year, we are looking roughly at increasing by around 70-80% into the revenue from the current level.
70-80. Can you quantify in numbers?
I would say around 30-35 crores is what we are looking at from injection molding.
30-35. And what was the figure last year?
20 crores.
Okay, incrementally 15 crores from this. Okay. And can you help me with the barrier packaging number for 24?
Barrier packaging, we were roughly at 21.5 crores for 23-24. And we look at around 28-30 crores for this year.
28-30 crores. I mean, any reason why we are expecting this kind of a growth?
Basically, as I said, like this particular segment will grow at the rate of 25-30% year on year. So based on that numbers, and we have onboarded one or two new customers which we are in discussion with. So looking at that, we should be reaching at this number of 28-30 crores per this year.
Okay. And sir, as per expansion, geography expansion, and reaching the maximum, part of the country, you are now intend to add a capacity in Odisha as well. So what is the status there, and how big the capacity will be and the CapEx plan, if you are or if you have done anything on that, and what kind of opportunity size you look after establishing Odisha plant?
So the detailed working with respect to CapEx and the capacities we are still working on. So we'll come back to you on that at the appropriate time. But at the moment, I would only say the land has been allocated and the process is on for getting all the initial approvals and permission to start the first stage of construction activity.
Okay, sir. And lastly, on the Olive EcoPact part, I think it's already commercialized and production is already commenced. And previously you talked about 100 crore kind of a number at a JV level and our share 50 crore. So if we go by that number, then probably this year our PAT will be around negative 2 crore,
yeah.
1 or 2 crore, right?
Yes.
And
you're right.
Next year probably will be making around 8 to 10 odd crore. Is that a right understanding?
Yes. Next year we will be looking at 180, 170 to 180 crore of revenue from all.
So this numbers will come to this year. You are going with the JV structure, and probably next year you'll add that to the subsidiary because of saving your margin side.
Yeah. So we'll take advice of the legal team and see what is the best suited, and we'll take a call accordingly on that.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Next question is from the line of Rohit Shah from Ladder Up Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, Rohit, you're audible.
Yeah, thank you. So one question was that in this quarter four, we've seen quite a fall in the margins at an overall level that we see despite... Hello?
Your voice is little echoing.
One second. Hello? Is it better?
Yeah.
So what I was asking is, so in quarter four, we've seen a sharp dip in our margins at an overall level, despite the gross margins being pretty stable. So as you said, what is the cause of this margin decrease in quarter four?
As I mentioned in my speech, in quarter four, we had an unexpected expense of rupees 70 lakh towards diesel because there was some technical glitch in power supply from the main grid line, and we had to keep the plant running on DG set. So there was an additional cost of 70 lakh on that account.
And sir, going forward, what range can we look at margins, to be at?
We will look at 14 plus minus 0.5% EBITDA level.
Okay. Secondly, sir, obviously you've said that was there any revenue from Olive EcoPack during the year since it has been commercialized in March?
Yeah. We have some revenue of around 20-30 lakh rupees already. The orders are coming from the customers
Because in the presentation, numbers that you've given for plastic packaging and sheets, if you add them up and if you reduce them from the total revenues that you've shown, there's a difference of around 11 crores.
Production has started on 30th only, so that the revenue is for this year, not in last year. There was hardly any revenue of 1 or 2 lakh rupees.
So, but anything on why there is a 11 crore difference between the two segment revenues, and if you add them up, and the total revenues are higher than the segment revenue added up.
That is other income on the account of development charges.
Okay.
And other things, yeah.
Thirdly, sir, what I want to ask is there has been some fall in our payable days this year from around 30 days to 20 days if calculated on sale. Any reason for that, sir?
I would say we are trying to take packing material and other things on earlier payment terms and trying to reduce with the suppliers on the cost of the material.
That says in going forward, when can we kind of, you know, see this trajectory coming down, because your working capital cycle is at an all-time high now. Which you also have inventory for Olive Eco Pack, which is there in your books for the new plant that has been commissioned.
So we see working capital cycle coming down in next 2 quarters by around 10 to 12%, and further it will take another 2 quarters to bring it to 100 days cycle.
Okay. At least we should see some improvement in next, you know, first half results that we see in September results next this year. Another one, sir, is that I just want to understand, you know, our export revenue has grown very sharply this year. Any big orders that you got from the export side just caused this, and, you know, going forward, how should we look at it? Will those orders continue or will it come down to a normalized level?
Oh, definitely it will go further, because as we are also focusing on having a significant revenue from the export segment. So for this year, we are looking at around 60 crores of revenue coming from export as a segment.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Suresh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. First question is, how is our barrier packaging machine is running, and what was the revenue done during last year?
We did around 22 crores, 21.5 crores of revenue to be very specific from the barrier packaging segment. Machine is running fine. The product is well established, and as I mentioned previously, we are looking at the revenue of around 28 to 30 crores from barrier packaging for this year.
Sir, two follow-up questions. One, when do you expect to run, at a full capacity only for barrier packaging only, and how much revenue it will contribute at that time?
That's around 50 to 60 crores is the overall revenue we can expect from the barrier packaging if we run at 100% capacity.
So currently you would be running for the other products also, no? The same machine?
Yes.
Okay. It was supposed to contribute higher margins for these products. So are you able to achieve that at least?
Yeah, barrier packaging is giving us the higher margin. It is around 4 to 5% higher than the conventional products.
And how much is our the conventional one, sir?
In the FY 25? Around 13.5%. So this is at 18% level for this year.
Okay, sure. Sir, my next question is, sir, this 4,000 metric ton, you are increasing the capacity at our Wapi plant and all. So you said this would be ready by June, right? Sorry, another 2 months means August?
I would say end of August or September, mid, it should be ready.
Okay, so assuming that it will be available for a full run from H2 onwards, and since you are running it from the existing plant, so the margins for these 4,000 odd capacity products should be on the higher side?
I would say the other expenditures won't be there, because everything has been accounted for as the capacity go up. So whatever additional sales we bring will help us in improving the bottom line.
Okay. So my third question is about the toll manufacturing, where now you are increasing the capacity. Now, when it is running at 1,000, I think we were not making money out of that. But so by what capacity, by when, we will start making, that positive in that toll manufacturing?
In fact, that capacity will also get ready in next two and a half months' time. H2, the 3,000 ton capacity will be available. There has been an increase of 400-500 metric ton already being done in the month of April. So balance 1,800-1,800 will come by H2. So this year, as I mentioned, we'll be looking at the revenue of around 32 to 34 crores. So definitely that will give us profitability. And on full scale as it runs, we can look at the revenue of around 45 crores from this capacity. Even at 32 to 35 crore, it will turn profitable. At 45, it will give us the real benefits.
So this 32-35 crores, the target you have given for the current year, we will be making money at PAT or EBITDA?
PAT.
Okay, fair enough. So the next question is your Oliver sales. So how much we are targeting in FY25?
90 to 100 crores is what we are looking at
in the current year. That is FY25. Hello.
Yes.
Sir, will it be EBITDA positive at this scale, or does it have to be ramped up to 170-180 crore in FY26?
It will be EBITDA positive, but at the PAT level, there will be a loss.
There will be a loss. Okay. So my last question is about the debt. In spite of raising money through QIP and, the raw material price having come down, but still debt has not come down. So is there any plan from the management to reduce the debt during the current year?
Yeah, as all the investments now has majorly in Olive, major investment has gone. So yeah. That is now almost done. So over a period of next 4 to 6 quarters, we should see a significant reduction in the limits. Our long-term debt is around 15 crores. So the short-term debts definitely will be using lesser CC limits over next 4 to 6 quarters.
Okay. So how much we can reduce by, both long-term and short-term put together, how much we can expect by the year end, sir?
Long-term will reduce by around 5 crores. And short-term, we can look at around 10 to 12 crores for this end of next year.
So that would mean less than 20 from the current level of around 80 crores or so?
15 to 16 crores from the current level.
So current debt is 87, no, sir?
No.
Long-term.
The long-term is 15 and short-term is 58.
Oh, short-term is 58. So from 58 plus 15 is 73.
Hmm.
So you are saying from the level of 73, we would come down to almost 25?
No. I said for 5 crores will be reduced from long-term.
Oh, but 5 crores will be reduced from short-term. Okay.
Long-term.
Long-term, okay.
And we will look at reducing our short term from 58 to 45 to 48 crores.
Oh, okay. So there also another 10 to 15 crores reduction. Okay. So my last question is, we have generated a cash flow of around 21 crores during the current year. So how much we can expect in the next year?
We can look at the number of anywhere between 28 plus minus 1.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Thank you very much for answering all my questions and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone now. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and 1 on their phone. We have a question from the line of Rohit Shah from Ladder Up Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, so earlier you said that next year in plastic packaging we can see kind of 15% revenue growth at a value level.
sir. Given that currently the raw material prices are kind of stable or at least inching up slightly, and your volume growth is very very good at 25%+, I mean, shouldn't we expect a higher growth in next year?
As we are adding the capacities which will start contributing in H2, so we feel like we'll able to generate at that level only at for the this coming year at the rate of around 15%.
Sir, do you expect any realization improvement in the next year? Or, because I understand your volumes will come down because of capacity constraint, but do you expect any realization improvement?
Realization, we are continuously engaging with our customers to have better prices, and the marketing team has been working on that constantly. So we'll try to increase our margins by 1-2%. We are working on that with the customers.
Okay.
Let's see how we can, we are able to get the support from the customers.
But the raw material prices have stopped falling, sir, right? They are stable, as you said, over the last two quarters.
Yeah, raw material prices more or less are stable, that they are range bound, I would say, within 2-5% plus minus.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So sir, my question is on the overall margin. So I think, based on your guidance, we can be near to around 318-320 crore in FY 2025 in terms of revenue. And what kind of a margin you are expecting? Because I understand PAT will be lower by 1 or 2 crore this year compared to whatever the numbers flowing from the benefit of increase in revenue. But wonder what kind of a margin you are expecting this year and next year?
So for this year, like, as I mentioned, like, EBITDA margin will be looking at 14 ±0.5%.
And the PAT excluding JV contribution?
PAT, excluding JV contribution, we can look at around 14-15 crores.
14-15 crore for this year, right? And next year we'll get a full benefit of the increased capacity. And any further expansion we are aiming for by in second half or the first half of next year? Because then, with this kind of a pace, probably we'll be exhausted with the capacity in next, say, two or three quarters. Then again, you know, planning in advance would be a better idea.
Yeah, we are evaluating to add some little small capacity in and around Western or in the current location only. We are evaluating that at the moment. Nothing is concluded. So as and when it gets concluded, we'll come back to you on that.
The incremental capacity will be coming with the better margin, because then the operating leverage can be the trigger.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Anant Shenoy from AS Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, very much audible. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sir, my first question is, despite, like, not so high sales growth, our inventory has gone up again. So, like, what is the reason why we are, why the inventory has gone up from 66 crore to 71 crore, despite not increasing, not much increase in sales?
Just a minute. I'll The inventory for last year was 66 crores and this year is at 71 crores. So we make a lot of finished products for our customers by the end of the year because we enter into the season period and there are certain agreements with the customer to build inventory for them. That's why we see this particular inventory little on the higher side. And this year, the summer started little late. So whatever inventory they were supposed to lift in month of March, they had not lifted. And the lifting actually started after 15th April.
And then, like, where do you see this one for the next year also? Like March 25, how do you see this inventory? Because the reason I'm asking is because of our working capital and even the short-term debt is at high around 58 crores.
Yeah.
So how do you see this? Like, do you see this will continue this trend?
We look forward to reduce by 10% to 12% in next two quarters, mm-hmm. as well as for the working capital finance, we will be looking at reducing that by 8 to 10 crores by the end of the year.
So is this due to the seasonality because the ice cream curd and all happens in Q4, Q1? Hmm. So again, next year again in the March quarter, again the same trend will be there, or do you think it like as a percentage of sales, it we will see the inventory days coming down?
By certain efficiency and stability into product mix, we will be able to bring it down by at least 10%, and our target is to bring it to 100 plus minus 10 days. That is what we are looking at.
That's all. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on their phone. We have a question from the line of Anant Shenoy from AS Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, on the Orissa plant, do you think this year or next year, again, there will be increase in the debt because of the Orissa plant? Or do you think like we have a sufficient headroom for growing for next, say, FY25 and FY26 also? Without the Orissa plant?
The max, as I said, like the is going on at the moment in terms of the investment and the capacity.
Uh-huh.
So as and when we are ready with the actual investment, what we are looking at, we'll let you know. But for this year, definitely we don't foresee any further increase in the major increase in the debt as such.
Okay. So even if the, so roughly, how much time it will take for us, like, to set up this plant?
15 plus minus 2 months is what I feel we should take to set up this capacity.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the call and asking the relevant questions. I really appreciate each of your questions, and I hope that I have been able to answer them to your satisfaction. With this, I wish you a great last quarter ahead. Here and wish you all the best to your family and in good health. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Prabhudas Leeladhar Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.